Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Joseph Wallen. I'm a Director of Performing Arts at Workhouse Arts Center.
And we are talking with Workhouse Arts Center because they're putting on something super cool during the pandemic here. It's called Nightmare Alley Drive Through Terror. It runs from Friday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 31st. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure.
All right. So tell me a little bit about before the pandemic hit, what was this typically? Was this, you know, did you guys, was it like one of those haunted houses that you sort of walk through every Halloween season, or, you know, what was it before? And then we'll get to the drive-through, but first, like in an ordinary world, what usually is it?
Sure. In an ordinary world, this would have been a haunted trail attraction. That was primarily outdoors walking through. We have large wooded areas on our property. So we would set up scenes and actors and special effects, music, sound effects, all that good stuff in the woods. And then we'd also have some smaller structures that, you know, temporary structures that would also be involved as part of the experience.
How many years had you guys done that?
Oh, boy, this is year 8. If my math is right, I think it's year 8 for us.
Gotcha. Okay, now, and then all of a sudden this year hits, you know, the pandemic started back in like March. What are you guys at that point? Are you guys thinking, all right, you know, maybe this will have died down a little by the fall and we'll still be able to do this come Halloween. And then, you know, just take me through that sort of process of you guys realizing, oh, okay, we need to pivot and get creative here with the drive-through.
Sure. Yeah. It was, you know, we started the planning process, you know, much earlier. So we were already discussing this, you know, January, February, March, you know, before we really knew anything about, you know, COVID-19, what was going to be happening. So we had already started working out the details on what we wanted the experience to be this year. One of the things that's important to us is that there's a story component, a storytelling component to the event. So it's not just, you know, random pop-up scare after pop-up scare, that it's got a little bit more substance to it for those that would be attracted to that. So that was one of the things that, you know, that sort of guided our planning early on. And then once we got into, you know, March, April, when things were starting to close down, you know, at that point, you're getting mixed information about, you know, how severe of a closure it will be. Is this going to be blow over in a couple of months? Is this going to go to the end of the year? Is this going to go to 2021? You know, we're still getting guidance and information at that time. So there was a period in time where we thought it was just not going to happen at all. Then earlier this summer, staff and I, we brainstormed and we put together pop-up drive-in movies here on campus. And so I think that that kind of influence, and with that being a pretty good success for us, I think that sort of guided our thought, well, if we're doing a drive-in movie, what would it take to take, you know, to change our drive, our haunted trail experience to a drive-through haunted trail? And of course, two of the big things that we're bearing in mind, both are safety related. Number one, being conscious of the COVID situation, both for our staff, our volunteers, our performers who are out on the trail, but also for the guests that will be arriving to experience this. So that was level one of safety. And then level two of safety is, of course, if the guests are going to be experiencing this inside their vehicles, then we have, you know, another situation that we need to be aware of.
Gotcha. Now, sort of explain, so it's in Lorton, explain how exactly it works. Like, so, you know, and since we're radio, kind of paint a visual picture. So I'm some person who loves Halloween and, you know, bummed that I can't go to my normal haunted houses. How does it actually physically work? You know, I climb in my car, I drive through, you know, kind of paint a visual for me.
Okay, sure. To help with some of the contactless nature of what we'd like to do for safety, all ticketing is being done in advance and online. We're not doing any transactions at the door. So you'd buy your ticket in advance, you know, print out your confirmation or have it available to scan off of a, you know, phone or mobile device. When you arrive at check-in, again, completely contactless, our parking captain will point you to a staging area and get you queued up, ready to go onto the trail. And then vehicles will be dispatched out onto the trail. I'm calling it a trail. It's actually paved surfaces. Everything is paved. But for the purpose of this description, I'm going to call it a trail anyway. So you'll be dispatched out onto the trail one vehicle at a time. And they're being pulsed out about every 45 seconds or thereabouts. So there's a decent amount of separation between vehicles. As you go through the trail, there are 13 distinct scenes where your vehicle will stop. And that's where we have a scene that's going on, and anywhere from 1 to 4 to 5 actors and technicians will be out, helping try to scare you while you're in your car. And we did have a couple of folks say, I don't know how scary this is going to be, because if I'm in my car, nobody can really touch me or sneak up on me. On the other hand, you can't run away either. You're trapped in the car. So we're taking all that kind of into play through the storytelling that we're doing. And then the technicians that are out on the trail will then, when it's time for you to move on to the next scene, they'll have you move on to the next scene. So even though we're calling it a drive-through, it's sort of a drive and stop and drive and stop and drive and stop kind of scenario.
That's probably A, creepier, and B, probably safer. So, you know, they don't gun the gas when they get scared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we do have some tented structures, almost like a carport, you know, temporary carport kind of thing that we have up. So we do have a few of those scenes that happen that feels like they're in an interior location, even though they're not.
Right. I mean, it can still be creepy in a car. You know, we've seen Cujo attack.
I was just
going to
say Cujo. Yeah.
And of course, Christine, the car itself would.
That's
kill
right.
Them.
That's right.
T-Rex in Jurassic Park. You can right. get scared. You can get scared in a car, man.
That's right.
What are some of the spooky, what types of creatures and ghouls and ghosts might we see?
Sure. So the idea of the whole storyline is called Nightmare Alley. And without too many spoilers, one of the first scenes you'll be visiting is two mysterious figures that are conjuring up nightmares. And the nightmares that they're conjuring up will then unfold as you proceed through the trail. So we kind of like tapped into what typical things that people are afraid of, things that people might have nightmares about, spiders, snakes, witches, clowns. We've got a couple of swamp creatures and, you know, all kinds of things trying to hit, you know, there might be a room that doesn't hit a trigger for you, but somebody else in your vehicle is going to be pretty scared.
Awesome. And how much does it cost? You know, give me like the logistics, ticket price, that kind of stuff.
Sure. So yeah, one of the unique things about this is we're not doing a price per person. We're doing a price per vehicle, and it's $60 per vehicle. It's possible that, you know, in a supply and demand situation that the price may go up as we get deeper into the season. So we definitely recommend that folks purchase in advance and purchase early, in case the prices do go up. It doesn't matter how many people are in the vehicle, obviously, you know, safely, but if it's a two-seater and you got two folks coming through, it's the same price as if you had a, you know, car with mom, dad in the front and three kids in the back seat.
Yeah. So, you know, you see that $60, but, you know, pile it in and, you know, pack the car and you can all chip in and split it. And it's really not that bad once you split everybody.
Yeah. And there's one other thing too, that we will have on campus. We will have some food trucks set up, and that'll be the only, you know, concession type things that we'll have available. Food trucks will be over in the staging area for parking. And that's the only place where people will be permitted out of their vehicles at all. Once they are dispatched onto the trail, you'll stay in your vehicle for the entire experience.
Now, for the various actors and talent, do they undergo some sort of, you know, do they have regulations? Are they not allowed to touch the car? You know what I mean? Like, how does it work on their end?
Sure. So some of the folks that are with us, many of them have theater theatrical experience as performers, which is really great. During training sessions, we've already had a couple of training sessions with them. One virtual, and then we've done a couple rehearsals, in-person rehearsals, where we did bring a car to an area and give them an opportunity to, you know, practice, the technicians to practice moving a vehicle through, you know, giving commands for the vehicle to stop, to go, etc. And then also giving the actors an opportunity to see how it's different this year, you know, because in the past, when you're walking through, it's a different tactic to try to scare people than it is when they're in a vehicle. So we went through training both for safety purposes, but then also we want this to be a fun experience and a memorable experience. So we went through training on characters, characterization, outlines of improvisation, in addition to the safety requirements.
Right, but no cars will be harmed during you'll go here and you're not going to have a dented fender from someone jumping.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's one of our big rules is nobody touches a car. They can come awfully close. The other thing too is no actors will be interacting with a moving vehicle. So that way there's absolutely no chance for any danger to the vehicle or to a performer.
Gotcha. Now, are masks required or anything, or the performers, I guess, because you're in your car, they're far enough away?
The masks are not required for the guests unless they're out of their vehicle, like I mentioned over in that food truck area. And then they're permitted to, as long as they're socially distanced, have the mask on, just like we've all been doing for the past few months. But for the actors, yes, they are masked, and we do have a couple of situations, and they're all socially distanced as well. We do have a couple of situations on the trail where we have couples that are cohabitating and have been quarantining together. And so they are given a little bit more freedom in terms of, touching each other or being in proximity with each other because they have been.
Right. Well, if you think about it, Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers were ahead of the game on the mask. They've been wearing masks for decades.
Right. Yeah. And so we have been creative about, not disguising the fact like, hey, we're all wearing masks, but, let's do the safety mask first and then let's figure out how can we adapt that or costume around it to make it feel like it belongs in that scene.
Cool. Well, just sort of in closing, is this, I know the website, it's calling it Northern Virginia's first ever haunted drive-through. Is that the case? Like how did you even determine that?
Yeah. Well, that's to the best of our knowledge. When we first started thinking about, is this even a, logistically, is this even possible? You start digging around to see if anybody's done anything like this before. And I did find one that was, it's in Central Florida. It opened last weekend, actually. And then there's one in Houston that looks like it has been running for a few years. And then we saw a couple more in California, Los Angeles, Southern California. So, and one in Japan that opened up during the summer. We're taking what we have and doing our best to innovate around it. If somebody else has done this before, I have not found any record of it in this area.
Awesome. Well, I think it's a super cool idea, and I appreciate your flexibility, ingenuity to be able to make this happen during this year's been hell. So it's nice that we can have some sort of semblance of normalcy with some haunted house stuff. So.
Well, Jason, that's what was interesting about it. Cause I was super excited, to really get my hands dirty this year and have a really terrific haunted trail experience. And then, we just keep getting roadblock. And, it's nobody's fault. It's like we have to do what we have to do. But then the more I started, rather than becoming dissuaded or giving up, when I was looking at these roadblocks and these obstacles, I was trying to imagine them as opportunities and say, okay, well, what can we do, and utilize the situation that we're in? Now, we don't have anything, it's no spoilers here, but we don't have any COVID scenes, for example. But, what can we do that follows all the rules, is done safely, but still delivers a good experience for the fans of Halloween?
Well, it sounds like you did. So we're excited, I'm excited to go check it out.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Yeah.
Again, everybody, it's October 2nd through the 31st. Fridays and Saturdays are 7 to 11 p.m. every weekend in October. And then there's, some three Sundays in there as well from 7 to 10 p.m. So everybody check it out. Again, it's called the Nightmare Alley Drive-Through Terror in Lorton by Workhouse Arts Center. Hey, thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Have a great day.